Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Ager, and here is the latest news on Sunday the 7th of January 2024. News.
Nouvelle.
Nouvelle.
Nachricht.
Omniglot News. This week there's a new adapted script called Penobscot Syllabics, which is a way devised by Connor Flood to use Canadian Aboriginal syllabics to write Penobscot, an Eastern Abenaki language that was spoken in Maine and the USA until the 1990s and which is being revived. There are new language pages about Muinani, a Boran language spoken in southern Colombia, Textistepec, a Gulf Zoque language spoken in Veracruz State in southeastern Mexico, Chimala Zoque, a Zoque language spoken in the state of Oaxaca in southern Mexico, and Sierra Popoluca, a Zoque language spoken in the state of Veracruz in southeastern Mexico. There are also new numbers pages in Muinani, Textistepec, and Chimalapa Zoque, which we already mentioned. There's a new Omniglot blog post entitled Lost in the Geese, in which we look into the French word oie, which means goose, and related words in other languages. And there's the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is.
La bise et le soleil se zarpavon. Tsasken a 45 ker lou mai fort. Courant vis, un vouyazour, que s'avançav, a gouloupa din sou manteu. Sun tomba d'accord, kake ou karivarié, le premier, a faire leva sou manteu ou vouyazour.
Here's a clue. This language is spoken in southern France. The mystery languages in last week's language quiz were Bengali, Bassa, Cornish, Hausa, and Luxembourgish. In this week's Celtic Pathways podcast, we discover the Celtic roots of the word barnacle and related words in other languages. And on the Celtiatir blog, there are new posts entitled Barnacles on Limpets and Dinner. And I made improvements to the post about words for seas and related things. I also made improvements to the YU language page. In other news, I started studying Irish on Duolingo this week. I already know quite a bit, as I started learning it about 20 years ago, and spent a week or two studying speaking and singing in Irish in Ireland every summer from 2005 to 2019. I plan to go back to Ireland this summer for the first time in 5 years, and thought I should brush up a bit on my Irish. I don't know if I'll start studying any new languages in 2024, or just continue to improve the ones I already know. What are your language learning plans for 2024? You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot fan club page on Facebook. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.